所有中国人都会背他那两句诗。
Everyone in China knows those two lines of poetry he wrote.
黑夜给了我黑色的眼睛。
Black night gave me black eyes.
我却用它寻找光明。
I use it to seek the light.
但绝大多数人不知道，写出这两句诗的人。
But most people don't know who wrote these two lines of poetry.
最后做了一件跟光明没有任何关系的事。
Finally, I did something that had nothing to do with the light.
1993年10月8日。
October 8, 1993.
新西兰一个叫激流岛的小岛上。
A small island in New Zealand called Rapid Island.
他用一把斧头砍向了跟他生活了十年的妻子。
He used an axe to attack his wife, whom he had lived with for 10 years.
然后走到家门口的一棵大树下，上吊自杀。
Then he went to the big tree at the entrance of his house and hanged himself.
妻子被直升机送到医院。
Wife was taken to the hospital by helicopter.
抢救了几个小时。
Rescued for several hours.
没救回来。
No hope.
他们的儿子那年五岁，那天之后。
Their son on the fifth day of his fifth year.
这个孩子再也没有见过自己的父母。
His child never saw his parents again.
这个人叫顾城。
This person is named Gu Cheng.
你今天在网上搜他的名字。
You searched for his name online today.
底下的评论一定会分成两派。
The comments below will inevitably be divided into two camps.
一派说。
One faction,
他是天才，是中国最纯净的诗人。
He is the purest poet in China, a genius.
是被命运毁掉的。
They were ruined by fate.
可怜人。
Poor people.
另一派说。
Another faction said,
他是杀人犯。
He is a murderer.
是自私的疯子。
He is a selfish maniac.
不值得被纪念。
Not worth commemorating.
我今天不站任何一派。
Today, I don't belong to any faction.
我就把这个人的一辈子从头到尾给你捋一遍。
I'll walk you through this person's entire life from beginning to end.
听完你自己判断。
Listen and decide for yourself.
先说这个人怎么来的。
Let's start by talking about how this person came to be.
1956年
1956.
顾城出生在北京一个知识分子家庭。
Gu City was born in a scholarly family in Beijing.
他爹顾公是知名的军旅诗人。
His father, the Forbidden City, is a well-known military poet.
你说这是不是赢在起跑线了？
You mean you've already won?
是。
Yes.
但也不完全是。因为这个孩子从小就不太对劲。
But it's not entirely because the child was not well behaved from a young age.
怎么不对劲呢？
What's wrong?
极度内向，在幼儿园不合群，上小学反复换学校。
Extremely introverted, unable to get along with others in kindergarten, repeatedly changing schools in elementary school.
没有朋友。
No friends.
他不是被孤立的那种。
He is not the kind of person who is isolated.
他是主动不想跟人待在一起。
He doesn't want to be around people.
别的小孩在外面跑着闹着。他一个人蹲在角落。
The other kids were running and playing outside while he sat alone in a corner.
看蚂蚁，看树叶。
Look at the ants, look at the leaves.
看虫子。
Look at the bugs.
他后来在诗里写的那个世界。
The world he later wrote about in his poems.
纯净的。
Pure.
没有人的。
No one.
只有大自然的世界。
Only the world of nature.
不是成年后的文学想象，
Not the literature of adulthood，
是他从小就活在里面的东西。
He was born and raised there。
三年级的时候，
When I was in third grade，
学校停课了，
The school is closed。
从此顾城再也没回过学校。
From then on, Gu Cheng never returned to school.
一个只念到小学
Only elementary school education.
三年级的人
Third graders.
后来成了中国当代最重要的诗人之一
Later became one of the most important poets in contemporary China.
你说这叫什么
What is this called?
这就叫老天爷追着喂饭。
That's what I call heaven feeding you.
1979年
In 1979,
他写出了那首只有两行的一代人
He wrote that two-line poem, which was a classic of its generation.
黑夜给了我黑色的眼睛
Black night gave me black eyes.
我却用它寻找光明
I used him to find the light.
就这两句话
Just these two sentences.
20个字
20 words.
把整整一代中国人的精神状态写尽了。
It perfectly captures the mental state of an entire generation of Chinese people.
从此
From then on,
他跟北岛、舒婷、芒克并称朦胧诗派的代表人物。
He is considered one of the representatives of the Misty Poetry School, along with Bei Dao and Xu Cheng.
全国的文学青年
National literary youth
把他当神一样
Treat him like a god
崇拜他出去参加诗会
He went out to attend a poetry gathering.
主办方给他颁奖的时候
When the organizers awarded him the award,
粉丝们冲上来
Fans rushed forward
要把他抬起来
Lift him up
往天上抛
Throw up
他吓得躺在地上喊反对个人崇拜
He lay on the ground shouting against the cult of personality
你注意他的外形头上永远顶着一截自制的布筒帽
He always wore a homemade cloth cap on his head
据他妻子说
According to his wife,
最早是一顶别人送的直筒帽。
The earliest was a hat that someone gave me.
坏了。
Broken.
他灵机一动。
He had a flash of inspiration.
捡了一截旧牛仔裤。
Found a bunch of old jeans.
管套在脑袋上。
Put on a helmet.
后来这个造型成了他的标志。
Later, this design became his signature.
他的眼神纯净的不像一个成年人，说话
His eyes were so pure that they seemed out of place for a man to speak.
轻声细语
Whispering.
像一个永远长不大的孩子
Like a child who never grows up.
当时整个文坛给他一个称号
At that time, the entire literary world gave him a title.
童话诗人。好了。
Good fairy tale writer.
到目前为止。
So far.
你看到的都是一个天才的。
What you see is a genius.
正面纯净才华。
Clean front talent.
与世无争。
To be at peace with oneself.
接下来的故事开始变了。
The story then took a turn.
1979年7月
July 1979
顾城跟父亲去了一趟
Gu City went to visit his father.
上海
Shanghai
有一天出门忘带钥匙风把门吹关了
One day, I forgot to bring my keys and the wind blew the door shut.
他当场跟父亲发脾气
He exploded at his father on the spot.
要求马上买票回北京。
Please buy tickets back to Beijing immediately.
你注意这个细节。
Pay attention to this detail.
一把锁没带。
I didn't bring a lock.
他就崩溃了。
He collapsed.
一个门关上了。
The door closed.
他承受不了这种对失控的极度恐惧。
He couldn't bear the extreme fear of losing control.
后来会反复出现在他的人生里。
Later, it would repeatedly appear in his life.
就在回北京的那趟火车上。
On the train back to Beijing,
他遇到了血液。
He encountered the lymphatic system.
他在车上给所有人画速写，画了对面的老人。
He drew quick sketches of everyone in the car, including the elderly man on the other side.
孩子，一对夫妇，唯独不画血液。
The couple, unlike others, didn't draw a still life.
后来他说，这个女孩太耀眼了。
Later, he said that the girl was too dazzling.
他的目光没办法。
His eyes couldn't be seen.
平静地停留，到了南京站。
Arrived at Nanjing Station.
有人占了谢烨的座位。
Someone took the seat of Zai Yi.
他没有说话。
He didn't speak.
默默站到了顾城身边。
She stood silently beside Gu Cheng.
下车前。
Before getting off.
他塞给他一张纸条。
She handed him a piece of paper.
上面写着自己的地址。
The address is written above.
之后
After that,
两人开始通信。顾城的信写得极美。
The two began to communicate, and Gu's letters were very beautiful.
太阳落山的时候
When the sun sets,
你的眼睛充满了光明。
Your eyes are full of light.
像你的名字
Like your name,
像辉煌的天穹、
like、a magnificent sky.
但谢烨的妈妈坚决反对这门婚事。
However, Zai Yi's mother firmly opposed this marriage.
她觉得顾城不正常。
He thought Gu Cheng was abnormal.
怎么不正常呢
？What's wrong?
他没有工作，行为
He has no job.
古怪，不跟人社交。
Strange, doesn't get along with people.
眼神飘忽
Shifty eyes.
活在自己的世界里
Live in your own world.
一个母亲的直觉
A mother's intuition.
有时候比任何理性分析都准
Sometimes it's more accurate than any rational analysis.
但谢烨不听
But Zai Yi didn't listen.
那个年代
That era,
顾城是年轻人的精神偶像。
Wu City is a spiritual idol for young people.
谢烨对他的崇拜已经超越了爱情。
I admire him, and my admiration has passed love.
那是一种近乎宗教性的仰望。
That's almost a religious kind of gazing.
为了打动谢烨的父母
To impress Zai Yi's parents,
顾城搬了一只大木箱子
Wu City moved a large wooden box
天天躺在谢家门前
Every day I lied in front of Zai's house
你说这是浪漫吗
Is this romantic?
换个角度想象
From a different perspective
一个人没有任何社会身份
A person has no social identity
没有收入
No income,
没有正常的生活能力
lack of normal living ability,
用这种方式死守在你家门口
by staying right outside your door,
你会觉得浪漫还是害怕
will you feel romantic or scared?
1983年8月
August 1983,
两人结婚
two people got married,
婚后的生活从一开始就不正常。
After getting married, life has never been normal.
顾城不允许谢烨有自己的社交。
Wu City did not allow Zai Yi to have his own social media.
他需要谢烨。
He needs to thank Yi.
像空气一样包裹着他，24小时不离开。
It enveloped him like air, never leaving him for 24 hours.
1987年
1987.
两人出国，辗转欧洲参加诗歌活动。
Two people went abroad and participated in a poetry event in Europe.
1988年初。
Early 1988.
到了新西兰。
Arrived in New Zealand.
在奥克兰大学亚语系任教。
Teaches at the Department of Asian and African Studies at the University of Auckland.
同年三月。
In the same month of March.
儿子出生了。顾城
My son was born, Gu Cheng.
给他起名木耳。
Give him the name Wood Ear.
但接下来发生了一件
But then something happened.
让所有正常人都无法理解的事
Things that are so bizarre that normal people can't understand them.
顾城无法忍受孩子分走了
Gu Cheng couldn't bear it anymore.
谢烨对他的注意力
Thank you for your attention.
一个父亲嫉妒自己的亲生儿子
A father is jealous of his own son.
因为孩子的存在
Because of the child's existence,
谢烨不能再把全部目光投给他了
He couldn't focus all her attention on him anymore.
最后
Finally,
谢烨把孩子寄养在了当地一户人家那里
Zai Yi sent his child to live with a local family.
一个母亲被迫送走自己的孩子
A mother is forced to give up her child.
因为她的丈夫容不下这个孩子的存在
Because her husband couldn't accommodate the child's existence.
夫妻俩后来在奥克兰海湾的激流岛上盖了一栋木头房子
The couple later built a wooden house on the island of Schofield in the Auckland Bay.
1990年初
In the early 1990s,
顾城辞去了大学的教职
Gu City resigned from his professorship at the university.
彻底开始了隐居生活
Completely started a hermit life.
他要在这座小岛上建一个属于自己的乌托邦
He wants to build his own utopia on this island.
然后李英来了。
And Li Ying came.
李英是1986年北京昌平诗会上认识的一个女孩，北大分校中文系的学生。
Li Ying met a girl named Li Ying at the Beijing Changping Poetry Conference in 1986, who was a student majoring in Chinese at Peking University.
她崇拜
Who is worshipping?
顾城，谢烨跟她关系也不错。
In addition, Ying also had a good relationship with him.
1990年7月
July 1990,
由谢烨做担保出机票
Zai Yi will provide the flight tickets
把李英接到了岛上
took Li to the island
三个人住在一起
three people live together
这段三人关系持续了一年半
this three-person relationship lasted for a year and a half
很多人至今在争论细节
Many people are still arguing about the details.
谁主动的，谁默许的，谁是受害者
？Who is the initiator? Who is the acquiescence? Who is the victim?
我不想去分辨。
I don't want to distinguish.
因为无论怎么分辨
，No matter how you try to figure it out，
结果
，result，
都是一场灾难。
All of them were a disaster.
1992年3月
March 1992
顾城英德国学术基金会的邀请
Invitation from the German Academic Exchange Service DART
携谢烨去了柏林刘李英
I'm sorry, I'm leaving Berlin for Li Ying
一个人在岛上没过多久
A person was on the island for a short time.
李英跟岛上一个五十多岁的英国移民约翰结了婚。
Li Ying married John, a British immigrant from the island, who was in his 50s.
离开了激流岛。
left the island of the rapids.
去了澳大利亚，人走了。
The Australians have gone.
什么都没留下。
Nothing left.
1993年3月。
March 1993.
顾城才得知消息。
Yuo Chengkai learned the news.
他崩溃了。
He collapsed.
专门飞回北京。
Specifically flew back to Beijing.
找李英。
Find Li Ying.
找了八天。
Found after 8 days.
没找到，他的世界。
I couldn't find his world.
再一次碎了。
Again broken.
他可以不要儿子。
He can give up his son.
但他不能接受被抛弃。
But he couldn't accept being abandoned.
他的自我建立在我是一个被所有人围绕的中心这个幻觉之上。
My self-esteem is based on the illusion that I am the center of everyone's attention.
任何人从这个轨道上离开，
Anyone who leaves this track,
他就碎了。
He broke it.
回到激流岛后，
Back to the island of the rapids,
他跟谢烨一起写了一部小说，
He wrote a novel with Zai Yi,
叫《婴儿》。写他和李英的感情。
Write about the love between the baby and Li Ying.
小说的第一句话是死了的人是美人。
The first sentence of the novel is that the dead woman is a beauty.
他给书里的自己设计的结局是自杀。
He designed the ending of the book to be suicide.
而这个时候，
At this time,
谢烨终于动了离开的念头。
Finally, Zai Yi had the thought of leaving.
在德国有一个叫大鱼的男人追求。
There is a man in Germany who is pursuing a big fish.
他，大鱼不会写诗。
He can't write poetry.
但他情绪稳定。
Originally, he was emotionally stable.
成熟靠谱。
Mature and reliable.
谢烨第一次意识到。
For the first time, Zai Yi realized,
原来正常的生活是这样的。
This is how normal life used to be.
他已经在这段关系里耗尽了一切。
He has exhausted everything in this relationship.
他的青春。
Her youth.
他的才华。
His talent.
他作为母亲的权利。
His right as a mother.
他作为独立的人的全部尊严。
His entire dignity as an independent person.
他想走了。
He wanted to leave.
但顾城又在寻死。
But Gu Cheng was seeking death.
米活，他已经因为李英的离开多次自杀未遂。
He had not been living since he had repeatedly attempted suicide after Li's departure.
每一次都是谢烨救的。
He was saved by Zai Yi once.
他，谢烨犹豫了。
He hesitated.
他心里清楚。
He knew it.
这段婚姻已经没救了。
This marriage is over.
但他下不了。
But he couldn't.
狠心扔下一个随时可能自杀的人。
Throwing away a person who is at risk of suicide.
最后他还是决定走。
Finally, he decided to leave.
1993年10月8日。
October 8, 1993.
谢烨收拾行装。
Zai Yi packed his luggage.
准备离开。
Get ready to leave.
然后在他们位于激流岛那间小木屋旁边的小路上。
Then, on the small path next to the small wooden house on the island of the rapids,
顾城挥起了那把斧头。
Wu City swung the axe.
事后他跑去找姐姐顾香。
Afterwards, he went to find his sister to comfort her.
顾香
missing home.
看见他在洗手。
I saw him washing his hands.
他说，我把谢烨打了。
He said that I hit Zai Yi.
然后又说了一句。
Then he said again.
我现在就去死。
I'm going to die right now.
别拦我， 故乡跑去看。
Don't stop me, I'm going back to my hometown to see.
谢烨倒在小路上。
Saeed fell to the side of the road.
还有呼吸。
There is also breathing.
等他再回头去找弟弟。
Wait for him to come back and find his younger brother.
他已经在门前那棵大树上挂着了。
It was hanging on the big tree in front of the door.
谢烨被送到医院。
Saeed was taken to the hospital.
没有救回来。
Can't be saved.
他留了四封遗书，仓。
He left four letters of his will.
仓促写成，字迹潦草。
Write in a messy, illegible handwriting.
其中提到了五岁的儿子穆尔。
It mentions his five-year-old son, Moore.
你知道我讲到这里最不舒服的是什么吗？
Do you know what I find most uncomfortable about what I've said here?
不是这件事本身的惨烈。
It's not the severity of the incident itself.
是事情发生之后。
After the event happened.
直到今天，还有很多人在写文章。
There are still many people writing articles today.
纪念他。
Commemorate him.
美化他。
Decorate him.
用天才的毁灭来包装这件事。
But he has packaged this sexual act as a form of self-destruction.
好像只要你写过几首好诗。
Just write a few good poems.
你就有了某种豁免权。
You have a certain exemption.
你杀了人。
You killed a person.
但你是诗人啊。
But you are a poet.
啊，所以值得理解。
Therefore, it is understandable.
值得同。
Deserving of sympathy.
同情，值得原谅。
Deserving of forgiveness.
原谅，不是。
No.
一个人写出了多好的诗。
A person wrote a very good poem.
诗跟这个人是不是一个好人。
Is this person the good person?
人是两件事，彻底的，完全的。
Two things are completely and thoroughly done.
的，没有任何交集的两件事。
But in any two things that intersect.
谢烨也写诗。
Saeed also writes poetry.
他的作品被收入过朦胧诗选。
His works have been included in selections of obscure poetry.
他也有才华。
He also has talent.
也有梦想。
Also have dreams.
但他在这段关系里。
But in this relationship.
一步一步被消耗。
Step by step being consumed.
被控制。
Controlled.
被剥夺了。
Stripped.
作为一个独立的人的全部可能性。
The full potential of an independent person.
最后他连活下去的权利都被剥夺了。
Finally, he was deprived of even the right to live.
他不是什么诗人的缪斯。
He is not a muse for any poet.
他是一个被害者。
He is a victim.
他有自己的名字。
He has his own name.
有人说顾城是个孩子。
Some people say that Gu Cheng is a child.
他不是恶人。
He is not a bad person.
他只是活在童话里走不出来。
He's just stuck in a fairy tale and can't come out.
我跟你说。
I'm telling you.
一个成年人拒绝长大。
An adult refuses to grow up.
拒绝承担责任。
Refuse to take responsibility.
拒绝接受世界。
Reject the world.
不会围着他转。
I won't go around him.
然后在这种拒绝里。
In this rejection.
一步步走向极端。
Step by step to the extreme.
这不是纯真。
This is not pure.
这是最深的自私。
This is the deepest selfishness.
他把整个世界当成了自己的童话。
He treated the whole world as his own fairy tale.
不景。
Not good.
其他人妻子。
Other wives.
儿子。 情人全是布景里的道具。
The props in the scene are all used by the children.
道具想离开。
The props want to leave.
他就把布景砸了。
He smashed the set.
连同道具一起。
Including props.
你知道最让人心疼的是谁吗？
Who do you think is the most pitiful?
是那个叫穆尔的孩子。
He is a boy named Mar.
事发之后，
After the incident,
他被姑姑故乡带走。
He was taken away by his aunt's hometown.
抚养，故乡。
Nurturing hometown.
做了一个决定。
Made a decision.
不让他学中文。
Don't let him learn Chinese.
不让他读父母的诗。
Don't let him read his parents' poems.
不让他接触任何关于故城和谢烨的信息。
Don't let him get any information about Gu Cheng and Zai Ying.
这个孩子在新西兰长大，说
This child grew up in New Zealand and said
英文，不知道自己的父亲是中国最著名的诗人之一。
I don't know that my father is one of the most famous poets in China.
也不知道自己的母亲是怎么死的。
I don't know how my mother died.
故乡这么做对不对？
Is this right?
我不评判。
I don't judge.
但我理解，他大概觉得那些诗，那些光环，那些所谓的才华，已经毁掉了弟弟一家三口的人生。
But I understand that he probably felt that those poems, those reputations, and the so-called talent had ruined his brother and his family's lives.
他不想让同样的东西再碰到这个孩子。好了。
He didn't want the same thing to happen to the child again.
我为什么今天要讲这个故事？
Why am I telling this story today?
因为我们这个时代特别喜欢造神。
Because we live in a time when people are particularly fond of creating gods.
一个人只要在某个领域厉害，
A person who is good at a certain field.
写诗好，歌唱的好，戏演的好。
Write good poems, sing well, and perform well.
好。
Okay.
我们就恨不得把他整个人封神。
We wish we could make him a god.
他说什么都是对的。
He said everything was right.
他做什么都值得理解。他的缺陷叫真性情。
What he does is worth understanding, and his flaw is called authenticity.
他的自私叫活得纯粹。
His selfishness is pure.
但一个人的才华和一个人的人格从来就不是同一件事儿。
But talent and personality are never the same thing.
你可以欣赏他的诗，草。
You can appreciate his poetry.
草在结他的种子，风在摇。
The wind is blowing, the seeds are falling.
他的叶子。
His leaves.
我们站着，不说话，就十分美好。
It's really wonderful to stand and not speak.
你读到这样的句子会被打动。
You will be moved by sentences like this.
这很正常。
This is normal.
但你在被打动的同时，
But while you are being moved,
请你记住写出这些句子的那双手，也挥起过一把斧头。
You remember those hands that wrote those sentences also wielded an axe.
请你记住
Please remember,
谢烨，那个在火车上安静地站到他身边的女孩。
The girl who was quietly standing next to me on the train.
那个为追随他放弃了一切的人。
The person who gave up everything to follow him.
那个被迫送走自己孩子的母亲。
The mother who was forced to take her child away.
那个最后倒在小路上。
The one who finally fell to the side of the road.
没有等到救护车的女人。
The woman did not wait for the ambulance.
她也有名字。
She also has a name.
她也写诗。
She also writes poetry.
她不该只是顾城的妻子。
She shouldn't just be Gu Cheng's wife.
这五个字，最后说一句。
Say these five words last.
你如果身边有一个人，
If there is someone around you,
不管他多有才华，
No matter how talented he is,
多有魅力，
Many are charming.
只要他让你觉得你的全部世界只能是他。
As long as he makes you feel that your entire world can only be him.
你不能有自己的朋友。
You can't have your own friends.
自己的空间。
My space.
自己的人生。
My life.
请你远离他。
Please stay away from him.
不管这个人是你的爱人。
Whether this person is your lover.
你的偶像还是你的精神导师。
Your idol is also your spiritual mentor.
童话两个字很美。
The word same is beautiful.
但拿来过日子会死人的。
He is a killer and he will die.
能在真实的世界里好好活着。
To be able to live well in the real world.
好好对待身边人的普通人比任何天才诗人都值得尊敬。
Treating ordinary people well is more worthy of respect than treating anyone well.
好了。
Okay.
不说了。
I don't want to say anything.
这一期不求你点赞。
This issue doesn't require you to like it.
赞，只求你转给一个正在崇拜某个人崇拜到失去自我的朋友。
Please forward this to a friend who is blindly worshipping someone and losing their self.
也许能拉他一把。
Maybe I can help him.
咱们下期再聊。
Let's talk next time.